Christmas and Hanukkah are less than 2 weeks away, so there's not much time left for holiday shopping. If you need suggestions for the young readers on your list, Gail O'Neill is here to help. Today, we are highlighting her picks for newborns to young adults.
So the first book, I had to do research because these books were written for newborns to three-year-olds.
Oh, this must have been interesting interviewing the newborns.
Yes, yes. They're a verbal bunch if you can speak on their level. But there's a series called Lil Libros, that's L'Il, L-I-B-R-O-S, which is Spanish for little books. These books were written by a pair of childhood friends who grew up, became mothers, and found that there were no bilingual first concept books. Books to teach children how to count, how to identify body parts, how to identify colors in both English and in Spanish. And so they created the solution for the need that they had that was going empty. And so as a result, we have books called Counting with Frida or Contando con Frida. My high school Spanish teacher would be so proud. I'm trying. This is a bilingual counting book about Frida Kahlo. So we talk about the three flowers in her hair, or the four paintbrushes in her studio, or the one blue door as you enter her studio. It's a way of introducing culture and art to very little people's lives. And you can buy these books on Kindle or as a board book. So some of the other books in this series are Zapata, Colors or Colores, and Lucha Libre, which deals with anatomy. This is your nose, these are your eyes, these are your lips, and so on.
What a great idea, even if the child is not from a Spanish-speaking or bilingual household, to read to any kid and start off with two languages.
I'm so glad you bring that up, Lois, because our world is becoming more globalized. And if we can either be inclusive or exclusive and be alone and siloed, or we can share. We can share languages, experience, culture, and imagination. So I'm really happy you bring that point up.
That's the Lil Libros series by Patty Rodriguez and Ariana Stein. What's next?
So for children, I went to my 6-year-old Joshua. He is a first grader, a very, very avid reader. I will protect his identity, but I'll tell you that his mother runs the book lecture series at the Atlanta History Center. So Joshua gets his love of reading. He has had it from the womb, I'm sure, and he comes by it very honestly. He's loving a book called I Am Jane Goodall by Brad Metzler and Christopher Elopoulos is the illustrator. It's a book that tells the story of Jane Goodall as a little girl. So the illustrations of Jane showing an interest in the natural world and chimpanzees and so on. There are stories, of course, telling about the child's life and what influenced them in life. And also, you see how they became the role models that they did by following a dream, by following a passion. Joshua is also loving Coco Chanel. He happens to love fashion.
What a wide range of taste, Joshua, the 6-year-old
has. Exactly. This is a book, again, written from the point of view of Coco as a little girl.
Who had a very sad childhood.
She was in an orphanage where she was a genius with a needle and thread. Then she was a cabaret singer, a hat maker, and eventually became the iconic fashion designer that we all know about. So this series of books by Sanchez Vegara and Ana Albero were written about people who excelled in the arts and sciences. So for the future STEM lovers out there, this is a good way to introduce your children to people who look just like them and show what they grew up to be.
Gail, I think it's remarkable that Joshua's picks are both stories about women and how far we have come. I guess, of course, this has a lot to do with his mother or his parents.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember when we'd have book fairs or when we had library class. We had a library class once a week in Chicago public schools in the grammar school. All the boys would go for the war stories or the cowboy books, and the girls would have Florence Nightingale, Helen Keller, Clara Barton, and here's 6-year-old Joshua with two strong impressive female role models to learn about.
You know, I hadn't even thought about it, but it reminds me of a story I heard years ago about a little girl who grew up in Atlanta, and she only knew Shirley Franklin as our mayor. And she may have been about 7 years old when she went to Philadelphia for the first time and saw a picture of the mayor and said to her mother, "Mommy, you mean boys can be mayors too?" So Joshua is growing up in a beautiful, brave, inclusive new world. And he has a third book for us, the Thank You book by Mo Willems, who we all know had a recent retrospective at the High Museum. This is a story about a little elephant and a pig who are friends. And I have to read you the description so I get it just right. Gerald, the elephant, is careful. Piggy, a piglet, is not. Piggy cannot help smiling. Gerald can. Gerald worries so that Piggy does not have to. Gerald and Piggy are best friends. In the thank you book, Piggy wants to thank everyone, but Gerald is worried that Piggy will forget someone, someone important. I don't know who that someone is, but Joshua can tell you if you run into him in first grade.
I love taking on social anxiety for primary school kids. That's the Thank You book by Mo Willems. Before that, Gail and Joshua recommended Coco Chanel from the Little People Big Dreams series by Isabel Sanchez Vergara and Ana Albero. And finally, from the series Ordinary People Change the World, Gail and Joshua picked I Am Jane Goodall. Okay, where to next?
In the young adults category, I spoke to Chelsea, who's a sixth grader at the Kipp South Fulton Academy, and she is loving everything that Jandy Nelson is writing. Jandy Nelson is apparently this generation's Judy Blume.
Ah.
So in I'll Give You the Sun by Jandy Nelson, Lenny is a very, very quiet girl who grows up in the shadow of her big sister, someone who is very outgoing and courageous and everything that Lenny wants to be, but just is not. And then her big sister dies, and Lenny has to navigate the world on her own. So that's one of the stories. The Sky is Everything, The Sky is Everywhere, rather, is another book that Chelsea is loving. This is another story about sibling love, this time between twins. Noah, a very shy and sensitive boy who is falling in love with the boy next door, and his twin sister, Jude, who is as outgoing as her brother is more introspective. Years later, the twins are barely speaking to one another. And we hear about why in the first half of the story from Noah's point of view, and then in the later years from Jude's point of view. And as in life, we tend to go through and have our grudges and not hear the other side of the story. Either we're unwilling or incapable, and that's what creates bridges or divides between us. But as these two tell their stories, we hope there's a bridge that will bring them back together and reconcile the love between twins.
Wow.
Kind of mature, isn't it?
I would say this is heavy stuff, but then so often young readers are undervalued or underrated for not only their knowledge, but their sophistication and emotional maturity, and in fact, probably struggle with issues like this. So how fortunate that they have authors who can address it.
I completely agree. And like you say, I think we often underestimate their capacity for sensitivity, for compassion, and for really thinking about things in an original way, as opposed to through the lens of being cynical or having lived so long and having seen it all and being blasé.
It takes an exceptional author to write just what young people are searching to read. And it shouldn't be such a surprise that they can cross over to adult fiction as well.
I tell you, I hear Chelsea talk about why she loves these books, and I want to read these books. And maybe I should. Maybe it's good for us to be reminded about the intensity of feeling when you are an adolescent.
So that's I'll Give You the Sun and The Sky is Everywhere, both by Jandy Nelson. And you have a final pick with a very endearing photo on the cover.
Well, yes, he does have the looks of a movie star. He's very furry, and his nose is probably wet and cold all the time, and he's irresistible. This is a book called Rescue Me. It's one of these books that parents can read to the children, and the parent won't get tired of reading it for the 25th time because the pictures are so beautiful and the stories are so heartwarming. It was photographed by Richard Phibbs, who is a fine arts photographer based in New York City. If you are a fan of fashion magazines or advertising, you have seen his work in Calvin Klein ads and Ralph Lauren ads and so on. Richard is a big animal lover, and he has traveled worldwide because of his work as a fashion photographer. He also does fine art photography. And he would notice dogs and strays wherever he traveled in the world being treated very, very poorly, and it would break his heart. So he would just start photographing these animals just for his own, I guess, recognizing their humanity and giving himself an outlet to express his love for them. And he eventually started to volunteer his services for the Humane Society of New York about 4 years ago, taking portraits of rescue animals. And the Humane Society found that the animals he photographed experienced a stratospheric uptick in their adoption rates. And one of the people who adopted a dog based on a portrait, based solely on the portrait that he saw that Richard had taken, is a publisher, and said to Richard, "You should really think about doing a book of these portraits." And so Richard did a book, 36 portraits, along with stories. The text is written by his long-term friend, Richard Jonas.
So though these stories can be heartbreaking, ultimately, it's a happy ending to this book.
It's a happy ending. And, you know, I really hadn't thought of it from a child's perspective, but it's important because there are no stories in here that are so horrific that I would say it's not appropriate for a child. But it will teach them about responsibility, about spaying and neutering pets, about taking on a responsibility that you can handle, thinking about it first. Many people adopt pets because the pet is cute, but then no one in the household really wants to walk the pet. No one wants to train the pet. No one wants to feed the pet on a regular basis. These are things that have to be considered before you take care of a little life. And so I think this is a wonderful way to sensitize children to the responsibility aspect of pet ownership as opposed to just the fun part. That's Rescue Me by Richard Phibbs and Richard Jonas.
Gail, thank you very much.
My pleasure.